At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hey, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. There we go. Lots of words. How the heck are you? How you feeling today? You can't answer. Okay, stop doing that. Moving on. Oh, I lost the story I wanted to talk about. Oh, what an idiot. Well. This is going to be awkward. Let's play the news. I'll find the story and I'll be right back. Hang out.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Well then, today in coronavirus, more than 500 new COVID-19 cases and 9 more deaths. Amazon is gobbling up old department stores, making them into fulfillment centers. Well, JCPenney and Sears have these huge spaces. They're already pre-built and air-conditioned. Fill them up. It is a bummer, though, for my hopes of there being a drone racing league that would use old crumbling facilities, but whatever. Seattle City Council voted yesterday to partially defund the police, resulting in everybody being mad. I'm sure a long fight will ensue. They're looking to keep cops out of schools, keep them from cleaning up homeless camps, remove 100 of the 1,400 officers, and reductions in training. Isn't training what's going to help them get better? In response, the chief of police, Carmen Best, looks like she'll retire, reports the Seattle Times. Whoa! Also, side note, one of the reductions would be to her pay, and I had no idea that the chief of police would still make more than $23,000 per month. Still probably not worth it. And football is in trouble. Reports swirled around yesterday, like half and half in my previously gross coffee, that the Big Ten, Big 12, Big Ten, whatever, was canceling football for the season. Then rumors of Pac-12 cancellations joined in. Does this mean no Apple Cup? Also, pretty interesting that a sport known for causing brain damage is still disturbed by COVID-19.
You just got news.
This is a really tough subject to take a stance on or to have beliefs or whatever, this defund the police thing, because it's treated like it's this black and white issue. And it is so nuanced, because there's like all these different things, like Black Lives Matter, people protesting because obviously the roots of black people in this country are atrocious and awful and created systemic racism, and that has to go. But then people are like, Blue Lives Matter! And I'm like, Dave Chappelle said it, lots of people have said it, you choose that job. You choose to be the police. You could stop at any time, just be like, well, I'm not going to do this anymore, I quit. Shut it. Okay, you can't choose to stop being black. And it's such a weird thing, you didn't choose to be black in the first place, right? Or anything else. What is it, by POC? Yeah, it's not, there's no choices there. But then also, like, we have to have police because we are awful. Humans are the worst. Just like, I don't know what, like 10, 15, 20 generations ago, 400 years ago, We were awful. We were still enslaving people. Before that, like 1,000 years, terrible, terrible. Humans are awful. You can't trust. We're animals. And now we're just so freaking rich and wealthy that we need to keep each other in check. One of my friends, a wise man, once told me that locks are there to keep honest people honest. Other people that want in are just going to get in. A lock's not going to stop anyone. Anyway, it's a complicated subject, and it's crazy because I think the Seattle City Council did the just about the worst possible job that you can do handling this. Like, I don't understand the nuance enough in it, but like, yeah, the whole idea of training is that you help people learn how to handle situations that they maybe otherwise wouldn't want to be in or whatever. You help them with that, right? Right? And then next time they encounter it, they can do better. More training, so that way we don't have police having to resort to, not having to because they don't have any other option, but because that's their go-to, because it's the most comfortable thing, resort to violent conflict. And I'm not one of these people where all the protesters are peaceful. I get that there are plenty of bad actors and everything. Because again, it's the same thing. You take away the cops, look at what happened at CHOP where they started policing each other. Boy, that went not well. And I was like a big supporter of the idea of CHAZ at the time when it started, of people just getting together and being peaceful. But it's never as simple as it seems, is it? Anyway, it's a tough, tough topic to talk about. I try not to do it anywhere but here because a very specific group of people listen to this. And so I feel like we can hang, right? All right. So, living longer. I never thought that we would look towards the sea, something we're hell-bent on destroying. Never thought we'd look towards the sea to try and save humanity. Or at least to make us live longer, and I should probably end up killing us. Yeah, you're right, because if we have more humans and we live longer, we're terrible with resources, and then we fight over them. Oh, it's back to that subject we were just on. Weird. Anyway, here's how we're looking towards the ocean. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Researchers have been studying a group of dolphins now for 25 years to understand how they mature and how we could use that info to slow down human aging. Swimming, right? It's swimming? The key to long life? Swimming? Maybe it's fish? High school students in Sammamish, now in college at UW and Seattle U, have developed a new fruit label that gets stuck to your apples or whatever you chomp into, and is fully compostable. Keeps about the same amount of time as a piece of fruit would, reports Seattle Refined. Throw it away, it disintegrates, chomp into it, also okay, feed it to a pterodactyl, no problem. Except the part where you have time travel to when pterodactyls are still around and didn't bring a phone charger, or the internet, or toilet paper, oh boy. And finally, the newest museum technology is a phone booth-sized 4K hologram projector that could, in theory, project back to life historical figures or icons. Or on the personal level, imagine being able to reanimate your lost relatives. Or what would happen when the adult film industry gets their sticky hands on it. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Thanks for hanging out. Have a great day. More into the show tomorrow. Unless I get easily distracted by a new episode of Full 90 Soccer Time Podcast. We'll see.
This is the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.